Are you in pain? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joanne Dixon, professor of psychology and mental health at Edith Cowan University, explores how mental flexibility can help.
Chronic pain affects around 1 in 5 people. Doing things you love and having goals are fundamental for well-being. But pain can make doing the activities you enjoy psychologically, physically, and/or emotionally very challenging. Our research comprised 300 people living with chronic pain. We surveyed people about their mental well-being, goal flexibility and persistence, pain intensity, and how much pain interfered with their everyday pursuits that mattered to them. Pain that disrupted daily life activities, rather than the intensity of the pain itself, was shown to pose the biggest threat to a person's mental well-being. It seems people can find ways to maintain their mental well-being, even when their pain intensity is high, providing it does not interfere with their engagement in meaningful daily activities. Notably, our research found goal flexibility, that is, the ability to adjust goals in response to setbacks, and goal tenacity, the ability to persist under difficult circumstances, were both associated with increases in mental well-being, although flexibility had the strongest protective effect in maintaining well-being. Previous research has shown pain management includes physical factors, for example, age, sleep, injury and disease, and social factors such as employment, social support and economic factors. Our findings add to this body of knowledge from a psychological perspective. For people living with pain, being able to adjust meaningful life activities when needed in response to difficult life challenges can help maintain mental well-being.
That was Joanne Dixon of Edith Cowan University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.